Hi, I'm Christina.
And I'm Stephanie, and welcome to the Confidence Creators Podcast. We are real women with real stories that will uplift and inspire you. Each week, you will learn to build and gain trust in yourself.
Together, we will explore what confidence means to you, where to find it, and have fun doing it. It's time to take back your confidence. Welcome back to the Confidence Creators. I am Christina.
And I'm Stephanie.
We're so glad to be back, you guys. Things have just been looking up. By this time, I hope you've listened to all three of our new episodes, because this is now episode three. Oh, sorry. Well, now you're on episode three. Getting a little ahead of myself. But yeah, it's been very positive, and we'll get into that a little bit later. This episode title, by the way, is called Starting Over and Confidence. But first, as always, we will start with what we are grateful for. And tonight, I am grateful for my mom. Recently, I got to travel with my mom, and I'm going to try not to get emotional. And Stephanie's staring at me with these look in her eyes, like, so sweet. And yeah, my mother is 80 now, and I have never traveled with her by myself. We've taken trips together with family. You know, my parents supported myself and my daughter so much when she was younger in her sports life, and we traveled with volleyball, and they took us sometimes, you know, to help us with the cost. And of course, they wanted to be there to watch Kristen, but so we did that kind of travel. This was totally different. My mom is not as mobile as she used to be because of an injury that happened a couple of years ago. So she needed a companion, right? And let me tell you, it was a very, like, fulfilling experience. If you have the chance, guys, to do something with somebody in your life that you've never done before, take it. You know, I didn't know if I was going to have the means to do it. I didn't know what I was getting myself into, because my mom is a little bit of a handful. She's particular in her ways, and I love her for it. Makes me who I am as well. I'm a little extra too. I know where I get it from. But yeah, guys, if you have that chance, take it, especially with the last couple of years, right? So that is what I'm grateful for. I'm so grateful for that opportunity with my mom.
It looked awesome too, the trip that y'all took, like even just being like with your family and how happy they were, like seeing the pictures, like I'm pretty sure didn't do it justice seeing it, like so I'm glad that you went. I'm glad that you had that chance.
It was Milwaukee, like I mean it was cold, nothing much to do, but you're right, being there with family and family we don't see often was such a blessing. My cousins are awesome, and yeah, it's like if we had grown up together or something, and I maybe can count on one hand how many times I've interacted with them.
Yes, that's good. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for you. That made me happy that you had that chance, because you're right. You don't know when you get chances like that, and if it, you know, if you'll ever get another chance to experience it again. So
yeah, for sure.
I'm glad you went. And so I am grateful for being able to run. I'm starting back with my running journey and starting to train for another marathon. And so I had a setback leading into this training, and it really was hard, not because of the fact that I was, you know, not feeling confident to run again, to run the race. I was starting to feel sad about the fact that, like, would I ever be able to run in, like, period in general, like, because that's how bad, like, I was feeling with my injury. And so I'm just grateful that I've been able to recover from that and be able to focus on my running again and feel good. Not, I don't want to say I'm 100%, but I'm definitely closer to what I was before. So very good to be back for running, and I'm grateful for it.
Injuries suck, especially for runners. Like it's like the end of the world for us, and no runner is ever fully like patient enough to fully recover. They want to get back out there as soon as they can just, you know, whether it's an ankle injury, like put weight on that foot or whatever. But I'm glad you took your time and fully recovered. Yes. Well, on the road to a full recovery, yes, because that's important. You have a lot of running left to do.
Yes, yes. And it does help me. It helps me physically. Obviously, running helps you physically, but it helps me mentally. Like, that is where I, you know, balance out everything else with my life is while I'm running. So that's why I was so scared that I wouldn't be able to.
Definitely happy for you.
All right. So like Christina said, this episode is called Starting Over and Confidence. And we're really excited about this topic. We have a lot to share on it. Some of the things that we've researched and reviewed and things to take from it. And so I wanted to start off with a quote I found, and it's from Scott Stiebel. And it says, starting over is not a sign of failure, but a mark of courage, a willingness to give yourself and your life another chance. It just really resonated with me when I was reading it. I kind of just feel like you're not failing at something because you're stopped at one point and started again. Like, it's a chance to look at what you did previously and make changes as needed. So many other things, right? And so one of the topics off of this, so that I want to touch base on, is taking a break. You know, when you start over, for me at least, this was something that I did. And so I think I talked about this last episode a bit, and it kind of has to do with the podcast. And so one of the things, you know, that I'm grateful for also is that we did take a break from it, because I was able to figure out other things going on in my life. I was able to figure out like what I was feeling and the fears that I was having. I was able to gain more clarity for things in my life. And also it gave me a chance to miss the podcast, honestly, like, and really understand that doing the podcast and coming into this space and talking about these things were helpful. They were helpful to me more than anything.
Right. I feel the same way. Taking a break gave a chance for other things in my life to come to pass that I didn't have before. And it gave me a chance to kind of let those things, you know, learn those things, whether it's new relationships and stuff. And like you said, we missed it, and it showed us that it was helping us. Like, we would get a lot of feedback like, oh my gosh, you helped me realize this or that. But the whole time it was always helping me through the stuff that I was going through. So now we're back to that opportunity again. So it was a needed break. We realize that now. And if it weren't for it, we probably, you know, wouldn't know the value that this was actually giving it to us as well. So starting over is definitely a good thing. Another thing that starting over can give you a chance to do is to create the right circles, right? Like, to clear out maybe the people that you're hanging out with, like, and things like that. You're not, let's just say you're trying to start a business, but you're hanging out with people who, number one, may not be supporting that dream of yours. Number two, could be partying or whatever. They're just like not goal oriented or focused, right? So if you create that social circle, number one, because I think social circles are important. It's not just about, you know, your family or your work, right? It's good to have those circles, but also having those like-minded people around you will help you to get to where you were trying to get to that didn't work out the first time. Maybe, you know, just kind of take a look around and see like who you're hanging out with. Like, we hear it a lot. Many, many life coaches will tell you, like, pick the five people that you surround yourself with regularly, and that's who you're going to become, because those are the people that are influencing you in the most. Mm-hmm. So, you know, starting over sometimes helps you reevaluate that.
I think that also, if you're around people who aren't giving you the energy that you need to push forward when you're starting something new or starting over, your energy is being drained to them. And so mm-hmm. then you don't have the energy to put into what you're trying to start over and create these new passions or projects or whatever you're starting over in, because it's going to be being taken away from you from somebody else who may not support what you're doing. So being able, like Christina said, to clear those individuals out or those things that are just not bringing you the positive things that you need to move forward.
Right. That's definitely an important part of this.
Yes. Yes. And I'm glad you said that, like, we hear it a lot and from different, you know, speakers, and even people we know have told us, like, you know, I've had to let go of this friendship, or I've had to let go of this, and how it's changed them.
Yeah.
So, it really does make sense, and it does work once you do that. Now, it's not always easy to clear out people or things, but it can be a big benefit in the end when you're trying to start something over.
Because you got to be true to yourself in the long run.
Yes.
You have to be true to yourself, and it's okay to filter those people out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they filter themselves out.
That's true. That is true, too. Definitely.
I'm always grateful for when that happens.
Yes. And so the next point that we want to talk about is being more intentional when you're starting over. Really focus on what you're trying to accomplish and the things that you're constantly doing in your life, and be in the moment. You know, one thing is, you know, you want to accept what you went through in the past and what you've learned, and use that knowledge to help you through your next phase with starting over. So that way, if something worked, then you continue to use it, or you adjust, or if something didn't work, you let it go and mm-hmm. you try something new to get you through that phase of starting over.
Yeah, because readjusting is key, because you don't give up something just because it didn't work out, right?
Right.
There recently I read a book, and the author said it too. Like, she gave a lot of examples of things that don't work out for you. But it's like, you fall off a bike, are you never going to get back on? You know, like, no, you're going to keep trying, right? So you keep trying, you readjust that. And because, you know, quite honestly, your dreams don't go away.
Mm-hmm.
I was sharing with Stephanie about a family member who has a dream to become a recording artist. And he has been carrying a guitar before he can even walk. But he's constantly working at it, and he has setbacks, but he keeps starting over and working on his craft, working on his gift, because dreams that come to you like that, they're in you, they're in your blood. And so you do the things that it takes, right, to reevaluate that until it works out for you.
Yes.
So with that, there's also the power of some people like to manifest, right, or envision that goal that you want to have. There's something that happens to you mentally that when you start working through those goals of yours and starting over, like, okay, I set out to become a business owner, but what have I put in place, right? Mm-hmm. What actions am I taking?
Mm-hmm.
So that starting over gives you a chance to start taking those actions to manifest the things that you want to happen in your life.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, really just envisioning what your life is going to look like once you do start over.
Mm-hmm.
And not just saying, like, oh, you know, I'm going to be happier. Like, that's a little vague, right?
Right, right.
You have to be very detailed about what you're wanting it to look like when you start over. For instance, like with the podcast, and me and Christina talked about this. What do we want our podcast to look like? And we sat down and we talked about it and we wrote it out. We wrote out our plan in detail.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we want this. We want to work with these people. We want to talk about these topics, you know, very specifically. And those things are happening now because we've said it. And I feel like sometimes writing it or saying it out loud or even talking it through with somebody, it's like out in the universe, and it's almost like you're holding yourself somewhat accountable once you say it out loud, right?
Yeah. And for us, once we decided, and like Stephanie said, we planned it out, we hashed it out, talked it out, everything that we wanted to do, things started coming our way, mm-hmm. which gave us the confirmation that starting over was the right thing to do.
Yes.
And that's something I kind of touched on at the beginning. It's like, you know, I'm super grateful of all the things that are coming to pass. Like by now you'll already see us launch, you know, relaunch, if you will. And everybody that's reached out to us, like, I'm so grateful because it's giving us confirmation. Mm-hmm. And so when you do those things, when you manifest, those are confirmations of that you're on the right path. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes. And those little tidbits that we're receiving, you know, it's building our confidence.
It sure
is. I mean, I honestly could say that, like, you know, getting that reassurance that the space that we're trying to create is valued and wanted and encouraged by people other than ourselves.
Yeah. People on the outside, because it's scary. Starting over is scary in any aspect of your life, guys. I got divorced, you know, and I had to start over. When I separated with my ex-husband, like, starting over was so scary. Mm-hmm. There was so much doubt in my mind. Like, did I do the right thing? Was this, you know, and little things did come to pass that reassured me that I was on the right path and I did the right thing for myself. And it's the same thing with any situation, goal setting, what have you, starting a new job sometimes, yep. You know, you want to start, you're starting over somewhere else or moving to a new city, you know, whatever it may be. Like, once you start putting those actions to play, like, you'll see it come to pass. Like,
yes. And I think leading into that, one of the things you said, you know, like, what's stopping you, what's the fear, you know, is, you know, being able to reflect on whatever traumas or fears that you're mm-hmm. experiencing are that's preventing you from taking that step to starting over and understanding why, and maybe not solving that fear, but still going through these things, still starting over with the fear.
Yeah.
Have it, go with it. Like, all that's going to happen is you may still have the fear or you may not, but it didn't change one way or the other, right?
Or you just keep knocking yourself out for it not working out the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I already tried, you know, I messed it up, I'm a loser, I'm this, I'm that.
Right.
Like, no, you have to learn to forgive yourself over and over. Yes. For your own shortcomings. I think we're all so quick to forgive other people in our lives, you know, but we don't give ourselves that same grace.
Right.
So learn to forgive yourself. Our trauma responses are real. We've been there. We know it. But, like, recognizing those things that you're having a hard time get past is one step, you know, to get to the other side of it. But definitely try to figure out, like, how to forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. And just keep telling yourself. Give yourself some positive mantras every day.
Yes.
Give yourself like, fake it till you make it. Mm-hmm. Like, just keep telling yourself, and eventually you're going to believe it for
yes.
yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Which is why, like, so, like, mantras, like, they work. Like, there's a lot of studies behind mantras, mm-hmm. and actually, once again, saying the words out loud, looking at yourself and saying it, because in a way, like, you are trying to convince yourself otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, and tricking your mind, your brain, right, to understand, like, no, this is who I am, like, this is who I'm going to be, like. And same thing if you are constantly saying doubt to yourself, right? Saying negative things to yourself, you start believing it. You yeah. start becoming that person that you're saying out loud to be. So same thing with positive, right? Positive reinforcements.
Yeah, because we're so easy to do it, and quick and easy to do it for other people.
Right.
And mm-hmm. we want them to take our advice. I can tell you over and over, Stephanie, you're like the best runner I know. Stephanie, I know you're going to get, you know, recovered. You're going to get better. But at the moment, you're not believing me.
Right. Yeah.
You had to believe it for yourself to push yourself mm-hmm. past that obstacle that you had. So it's definitely very important to, number one, you just keep forgiving yourself, guys, over and over, no matter how many times it takes. and then also building good habits.
Yes. So. Yes. I think that that's a big one. I like that one. I really do. But I want you to talk about it first, and then I'll come in with
it. All right. Only reason I'll go ahead and agree to talk about building habits is because I actually just read a book about building habits. You guys, we'll always tell you who we're reading or where we're getting some of our resources from. We're not trying to take anybody else's material or anything, but there's stuff that's feeding into us. And I do encourage you to go out and find either the author or the influencer or the self-help book that's going to help you as well. So recently I just finished the High Five Habit book. It's Mel Robbins. We've seen her in person. We love her. And she talks about like habits to build for yourself. And it's like the first thing when you wake up, one of the things is like telling yourself, like before you even get in front of that mirror to give yourself that mantra, but maybe putting your hand on your heart, which I felt really like, I was like, ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
You know, putting your hand on your heart and like touching yourself and reminding yourself like, you're okay, you're loved, and you can do this. Like, I've been telling myself that every day for the last like week and a half that I heard her say it. And I'm telling you that it's making me like get out of bed a little faster versus like just laying there like thinking about all the things that I have to do that day.
That's awesome. I like that. Like just giving yourself that reassurance that you can take on the day, like whatever it is that, you know, that's awesome. Yeah. I really like that. I need to read that book.
Yeah. Highly recommend.
Okay.
It's a quick read. It's a quick read. Well, for me, it was an Audible. So it was about a 6 hour long, but I had like, you know, 30 minutes each day. And that's another thing. Take 10 minutes out of your day, 10 minutes to write down your goal, to either, you know, dump whatever's blocking your brain, you know, write it down.
Journal in some sort or way. So the reason why I like building a habit to get through the tough starting over, right? Like, because habits, your body will continue to create this habit whether you want to do it or not. Like, your body will automatically want to do it once your habit is created.
It's science.
Yes. And I mean, that's one of the things that, like, even with running, not every day am I motivated to run.
Oh yeah.
But I've built habits to push me through those times. Like, I don't know anybody who can tell you that they're motivated every day to go and run 5 to 10 miles. Like,
if you're waiting for motivation to start over, stop waiting.
Yes.
Start over without the motivation. Yes. The motivation will come, I promise.
Yes. And so I think that's important for you to build a habit, because your body will automatically do it for you. You just show up. Just even if it's like for me, for running, right? Every day I was going to work out at 5 o'clock in the morning. Did I hate it? Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
But I would show up. I didn't know if I was going to have a good run. I wouldn't know if I was going to have a great run. I didn't know how many miles I would be able to run, like what my mood would be like. I didn't know that. But after a while, it didn't stop me anymore. It didn't stop me from showing up. Like, I built that habit, and it made that big of a difference when I did not want to run or when I didn't want to get out of bed. Like, it really helped.
You don't even give yourself a chance to change your mind,
right?
Because it's built into you so firmly that you can't even talk yourself out of it.
Right. And so, like, one of the things that I think of is like building a habit. You, for instance, you're driving your drive to work, right? You take the same route every day. If you continue to do that, there's going to be a point that you are like, I don't even remember
how I got the drive. Here.
Yeah. I don't even remember how I got here. Like, I don't, but your brain has created this habit that it automatically has this indention in your head of what you need to do. So that's why habits are so important for starting over, because you're going to have fear. You're going to have people who aren't going to support you. You're going to have, you know, you're going to have the moments where you can't see what it looks like. You're going to have the moments when you're not being intentional. But building that habit towards it will help you push through all of those things.
Right, right. And it's funny because you mentioned the drive to work. I was going to think showing up to work. You always know that you have to show up, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even think twice. Well, sometimes you think twice. Like, do I really want this job? Like, when do you want this paycheck? But you have a commitment, right? To other people. So another habit to do for yourself is to make a commitment to yourself.
Yes.
Make a commitment to yourself, you know, whether it's written it down or, you know, you just said, I'm going to do this for me. And I'm telling you, you're not going to regret it.
That's right.
You're not going to regret it, guys. Starting over is hard. Starting over is scary. Starting over could mean you fail again.
Yeah.
Could mean you decide, this isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the good thing about starting over is that you can start over again.
Yeah.
There's a saying that I think I read recently, and now it's slipping my mind about starting over. But yeah, there's always another day one.
Mm-hmm.
So I highly encourage you guys to look at those things that you may have let go because you didn't feel confident enough to continue because you messed it up or you felt like you're not good enough or what have you. Just revisit it. Talk to somebody about it. You know, bounce it off somebody else's ear. Like if somebody shot you down, try somebody else. You know, like, you know, maybe they just didn't, you know, see the vision that you have. Mm-hmm. And that's okay too. Like, talk to more than one person. Don't be like that one person is the one that's going to make all the decisions in
right.
your life.
No,
for you, right?
No, I think that's a good idea for sure. And I think like all of this definitely plays into like being confident. Like you're going to build these things on how you start over, right? All of these, you know, points that we've talked about, they're going to help you to start over. But once you're in that place of starting over and you're feeling good about the things you're doing, your confidence is mm-hmm. going to be there. It's going to show you, okay, I can start over. I can push past the fears. I can fail if I need to. And I can start over again. And all of that is going to continue to build your confidence in who you are, figure out what you want in life, and how to continue to move forward.
Yeah, for sure. I love it. And I'm so glad that we got the chance to start over with you guys.
Yes.
Thank you again. I think that by the time this episode releases, a lot more of y'all will realize that we're back.
Yes. And hopefully we have some good feedback. You know, we definitely want to have this space open and available for anybody to talk to us about or ask us questions. And it's been good to start over. It really has.
For sure.
For sure. Yes.
I'm so glad.
Yes. So that is the end of episode 3. So we're so happy, like we said, to be here and sharing you with all this information that we're coming to you with, because in the end, we want you to build your confidence more than anything, because with having confidence, you can do everything you want.
Yep.
And find all the happiness that you want from it, for sure. But as always, stay positive and keep smiling.
Don't forget, the fun continues on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Search The Confidence Creators, and if you absolutely love this episode, leave us a review.